8:45 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates regular meeting of the Gates County Board of Supervisors. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I thought you were going to stand out there.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall behind the media. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Next thing on the agenda is the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda, approval of minutes held from the meeting of October 16th, 2013, approval of all claims through October 30th, 2013, in the amount of $777,535.25. Approval and place on file all correspondence received. Approved additions to pledged securities. Approved utility permit 970 Windstream Nebraska Inc. Bore and plow new transmission line located in sections 13 and 14, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township. Approved canceling check 131-00226 to the Nebraska Secretary of State in the amount of $47.50. Approved fiscal year 2012-2013 NBACS report from the Highway Department. And that, item 1 through 8, is the contents of the consent agenda. I need a motion to approve or disapprove or consider something separate.
I would move to approve the consent agenda, please.
By Byers.
Second.
Second. Question.
Second by Lytle. Question.
What's the NBCS report?
Okay. So this is a budget and expenditure report due by the county from the high all road. That includes townships to all expenses, township, county, with regard to our infrastructure in Gates County that we submit. And that goes to the auditor? Where does that go? Board of Classification and Standards. Okay. Thank you. Question.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second vote. 7-0 to approve the consent agenda. Next on the agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Supervisors. None. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Nothing.
Birds are gone. Did they take off? Buzzards.
Sorry.
Our buzzards are gone. I think they are. I haven't seen them. They're gone.
The last we saw them, they were going north and west. they won't go to your house.
Okay.
Nothing we can do about the buzzards, but we've talked to Mr. Daggerford again about trying to get them out of here, but he didn't have any suggestions other than AK-47s.
Okay. Equalization.
We are set on our winter lights, I guess. We've had the truck out in the yard getting the lights on the tree and checking, getting everything checked on the building, so we're doing good.
Anything additional for equalization?
Nothing more.
Finance, insurance.
Finance, had a little discussion. Gus, I guess we didn't talk about, we didn't have law enforcement either, but Gus sent out an email that the housing of the inmates, according to the budget line, we're using that up rapidly. And just so people are aware of that, we will be going over the budget line for sure, because used more than half it here in the first quarter. And that's just a combination of a lot of things. So, but we did discuss that, just so people are aware of that, that's great. And when we had a conversation here with Gus a little bit, too, about some of the women are in other facilities, and that's because of staffing at the jail. And you need so many female staff for that. And right now that's not up to the, what we need, where we need it to hold those also. So, made him mad. No. Uh-huh. And other than that, we didn't just went over the bills. There is one $300,000 in here. There's a $300,000 transfer, and if you looked at the thing sent out, it didn't really designate that so much. That's a transfer to the road and bridge department, the $300,000. So in that, that's part of the claims that was up above there, that transfer and stuff. And then Don had another one that $19,000 to $640
was included in for another insurance payment that was added into.
Yeah, another insurance payment that was just added here so that we could pay that so that we weren't late or whatever on that and stuff. So that's been added here.
They wait for our money before they can process claims. So we like to try to get them in if we can.
So, yeah, if in situations like that where it comes in late that it is deemed more necessary to go ahead and pay it than not, and that one's one we'd have to do anyway. The other thing I did pass out to everybody, the Engage report there, and it shows at the end of September there we had Engage had $60,131 in their budget or whatever. So the claim for this next period will not be the $25,000 this next quarter because you take Matt asked me about this. In our agreement with the city and with Engage, they will not have funding over $100,000. So you take the $100,000 minus this amount and then split the difference, and that's the amount that we will pay this next quarter for Engage or whatever. So just wanted to bring that up for everybody, too.
We had two things related to finance. One is there, Dawn had forwarded to me, and I'll get her to make copies for everybody. It's about a 20-page document from NACO, the organization we're part of, they put out their financial reports and they submit those to everybody. So I'll make available so everyone can look at those if they'd like to. The other thing is that I believe everybody should have had this is the, by state statute, the county boards have to set once every 4 years elected officials' wages, and these are for everybody. So I think in the past, the last time we did this, I was on the committee, and I don't think there's anyone left on the board that was on that committee, but we can turn it to finance committee if there's a desire to develop a specific committee relative to this. I can pull some of the data that I remember I had. I think last time we came up with three proposals, and then the board decided what they wanted to do with those. Because again, even as a committee, you don't have everybody. So we came to the board with three proposals. We talked about them, went back and forth a few times, and I believe we have to have this done by January.
January 15th.
So, finance committee, or do you want to have a special group? Does anyone have a real desire to delve into this? I can show some of the methods we used last time. I know we were extremely conservative, and the other counties in our comparable counties were not. And so we dropped as far as comparable elected officials. Of course, no one wants to pay an elected official. We understand that. But there are recommendations here. I think they're pretty aggressive. I think we're probably better off being more conservative in the way we had been in the past. So how would you all like to proceed?
How about the finance committee looks at that?
Okay. Very good.
Don't you think, Myron?
That'd
be
so
good.
Too. I think comfortable with that. Next meeting, we'll start having discussions on that.
And I'll try to resurrect some of that old debt. I think that I still have the three previous proposals that we had put out. I should say we as a group had put out on that.
That would be great, too, to have
myself,
something.
Myself, Rex, Dave, and Ron, I think, were on that.
I think historically they've done it. Who isn't up for election is the ones that. So I'm not sure if you would have been on it the time before.
I know I was on that one.
Yeah, but I think.
So let's see. So
whatever proposal you bring forward, we'll have to really scrutinize that, Myron. We'll have to look at that.
Don, you're on it, right? I'm the finance committee.
I am.
Oh, Terry.
Oh, well, we're really going to have to watch it.
Well, you talked about being conservative, right?
Yes. Well, but I think if
two of us are on there.
Bring a couple proposals, and we can look at that. We'll start finance committee. We got a little time, 30 days at least.
So. Yep.
So that'll give us time. If we need to switch things up, we can do that.
This is for all the county elected officials, though.
Yeah.
We set their...
Roger as well.
Roger.
And their deputies.
The clerk. I mean, all the offices
the
that are
supervisors
elected.
Supervisors every...
Yep. I think last time what we did is, if I remember correctly, we had three proposals. We sought input from the other elected officials, and we offered them an opportunity to come and give us some feedback. Because they'll have their groups that they'll visit with. And I think we went through and we looked at the comparable counties, just what we do when we negotiate with the FOP, when we look at other... We try to say we're going to look at those comparabilities because that's what we look at for everybody else's as well. So that's what we did.
This would be for
starting next year already, or when? When does that start?
2015.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 15.
So you have
okay.
to set this as with the new election year so that when people run for the job, right. then they know.
And it'll be set for four years. Yeah.
So we'll send it to Finance Committee, and I would, if anyone's got feedback or stuff, but I'll look for that stuff, and I'll get that to you. That was it. Okay. HR, Employee Relations.
We are meeting right after this meeting.
Law enforcement.
Quick note on what Myron brought up in finance. Just want to remind everybody that even though a line might go over, we are whole budget. It's them lines are just for tracking budget. That's just because the sheriff is over on what he's spending on prisoners doesn't mean that his whole budget is going to be over. It, you know, we'll have to wait till the end of the year to really know where that's at for sure. But that's just kind of a tracking tool. So just wanted to remind everybody of that. And then I know Matt had something he wanted to discuss. I think now.
Yes, there's been, I guess I want to get out on the front end of this because there's this undercurrent that's out there, secondary to the initial conversation we had with the city about Councilman Fairbanks' desire to merge some departments. And I know John's had some feedback from his area. I spoke with a gentleman last night that was giving me some feedback. And I guess at this point, I'll just start off by saying, I'll turn it over to John. It's just conversation. We don't have anything tangible on paper. There's no desire to take over anybody's fire, EMS, police force, none of that. And anyone that's spreading that is a liar. I'll just come out and say it and trying to create some unrest. At this point, we've got two political bodies that are willing to sit down and talk to each other, which I think is good. And some of the other nonsense that's out there shouldn't be there. I'm glad those people are bringing those concerns forward if they're hearing that. But we, I think, need to come out very clearly and say, that is not what we're about. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just discussing of whether or not there's a benefit to do this. So I wanted to come out today and say that because it was just last night I got quite a bit of feedback. And I think that helps to alleviate some concerns as well.
Right. And, you know, the initial meeting was Beatrice came to us and asked if we were interested in further discussions of, you know, this process of, you know, police and the sheriff's department. And looking at various options. And when we decided we wanted to go forward and, you know, we'll have future meetings, the question was, you know, what about Wymore? And as I said twice at that meeting, you know, Wymore's law enforcement is Wymore's. It's their call. And that's the same with their fire and EMS. And really for the rest of the county too. And at this point, these discussions are going to continue to take place, but, you know, they're strictly discussions at this time. I did invite Wymore to participate if they want, you know, if they just want to send a representative so they know what's going on. But it's not with the intent of taking over Wymore.
Well, and I'll even go so far as to say if we want to continue those conversations, I would much rather they be had in this room in a public meeting and we carve out a little bit longer time. Our smaller committee format with regard apparently to the sensitive nature of that. I don't know where the information's coming out of, but there was no conversation about taking over anything. It was more of let us understand what your plan is. We don't even have a next meeting scheduled yet, and there's nothing tangible that I've asked for that I could even give people to say this is kind of the plan. So it's just talk. I think it's good talk. I think it's important that we do that, but I would suggest that in future we have those meetings here, and that may be more cumbersome, but I think that, you know, in order to keep everything out and on the front end, that has probably a lot of merit.
Actually, the next meeting has been scheduled.
Okay.
The next subcommittee meeting is on Monday morning at 7 o'clock is when the city was supposed to be coming for the next.
That's Veterans Day. That's what we talked about at committee meetings. The 11th, November 11th is Veterans Day, and we are closed, right, Don?
Are we
so
talking,
sorry.
Are you talking Monday the 4th? Next Monday is the 4th.
No. The next Monday would have been the 11th.
Committee meetings are supposed to be on the 11th, but they're not.
Committee meetings will be on the 8th.
Committee meetings will be on the 8th.
Yeah. Well,
can we have it at you know, city space?
Is the city open?
Yeah. I'll check on it.
Okay.
I guess I guess none of us were thinking of that when I talked with the city, yeah, with Ted and him on that. Yeah. I'll find out and let you guys know.
Well, I would just advocate invite all concerned parties if they want to sit down, right, and talk. I don't have a, that's, I think it's a good thing to head off some of this stuff on the front end because it's just nonsense. It's a good conversation. Right. Should have those.
Yeah. I'll make sure that print and radio both know when it is, and if they want, they can advertise it so that everybody knows. I mean, that'll help.
I think it's good.
And I don't want to interrupt the agenda, but we do have a very distinguished guest. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
No, that's necessary. I'm Terry Keebler, Johns County Commissioner. NACO Vice President.
And we're very glad to have him. Welcome. You're hiding under that hat. I could,
yeah. It's raining, or we wouldn't have seen him, right? Is that you've been doing something else? Yeah. All right. Welcome. Road and Bridge, Terry.
Okay. Various discussions are coming up later in our agenda, but I'll briefly touch a few of them. The Wymore Bridge project next week, weather permitting, and I don't know, this will probably stall that. Their pavement was going to be started. The approach is up to the bridge. But the way the weather looks today, that might not work out. Philly North, that bid's been there. The amount of $1.322 million approximately. Tentative start date June 24th. Commercial Construction Incorporated of Lincoln had the low bid. Today also we're going to look at a resolution about opening up 89th Cope Road. Road bond overlays will go out after the meeting today. There's a packet that Gail and Deb put together. It's this thick. This is the full packet that goes out to the bidders. The project will, this first phase of it will just be the overlays, the mill and overlays of the asphalt. The separate 2-mile stretch on South 66 Road will be bid later on because it could be a project that could go concrete or asphalt. So that's why it's not combined with this one. It'll be a separate project. The separate bid will be done at a later date, you know. DEQ was down. We had a pit down at the shop, and they took some samples. They cleaned it up. Galen hauled it out to the landfill and capped the line, and that's a done deal. That's over with. We've got that cleaned up and finished. There was discussion also, we've talked about this for years, the bathroom facilities down at the shop have been
deplorable,
I guess you want to put it. So Galen came to us with a thought that he could do some of this work in-house. With the weather the way it is, it sounds like a good idea maybe to get started on it. But it'd be tentatively the amount brought up. You know, it's just a guess. There'd be a few new facilities put in and some sheetrock painting, that kind of stuff. The amount that they would spend would be $1,000 to $2,000. Real rough estimate. So hopefully we'll hold it right into that range. And I'm 100% in favor of, because if anybody used the facilities down there, you wouldn't want to go back. So, with that being said, we'll go ahead and work on that. You know, the sooner the better. I know it sounds early, but we asked Galen about the snow equipment being ready, and he said he's ready to go. So, hopefully, we don't have to use it for a while, but that'll be here before we know it. And like I say, there's some other things I'll bring in later on when we discuss them in the agenda part of it.
Questions for Terry? All right. We have a timed event at 9:15. We've got about 10 minutes before we'll jump in that. So when we hit that, I'm just going to skip right back to it. Next is approve or disapprove specifications and calling for bids for the Gage County Road Bond Overlays. Bids to be opened November 27th, 2013 at 9:15. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the specifications.
I make a motion to approve.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion, and maybe Galen, can you, I mean, without going through them entirely, could you just kind of give us a highlight of what those I'm guessing it's that packet that's right there. Maybe that process and how that's prepared. Just for the record.
Okay. Well, Manili Wagner made up all the specifications for the projects. And Philly North overlay, which is approximately 12.6 miles, will include, but it's not limited to, milling with a 2.5 to 3 inch asphalt concrete type SPR overlay. And that is a blended crumb rubber binder. They can use that in the mix. Odell Northwest, which is the PWF over to Jefferson County line from the Odell Road, is approximately 6 miles. That segment, it'll be approximately a 2.5 inch overlay, the same type of mix. Wymore Southeast, which runs from Wymore to Liberty, is approximately 10.1 miles. There'll be milling and a 4 inch asphalt overlay on that stretch of road, same type of mix.
Questions for Galen? You'll see absent on here is the 2 miles south of South 66 Road, and that'll be bid separately at a later date. Yes, sir.
Also, the overlays, the Philly Bridge project, the approaches to it, it'll be finished all the way. That's in the cost of that project at $1.3 million. Those overlays and approaches will be in that cost will be all the way past the curve. The curve will be kind of straightened out best we can, so that isn't included in this. That's right to the north side of that curve, so that's in the bridge cost. So another thing that was interesting when I was down there yesterday at the shop, Galen and Deb said that Philly, the Wymore Bridge project is 100% funded. There'd be no cost, basically, other than form cost of to Gage County. The Philly Bridge project right now is at an 80-20 match. And that's the way the Wymore one started out. But when the project started, Deb said it went to 100% funded. And she says highly likely this Philly Bridge project will do the same thing. So it'll be, we're getting a lot of work done in the county, you know, at not a lot of taxpayer expense. It's funded by the state, so it is taxpayer expense.
Gage County.
Gage County, yes.
They just print more money. And just
some of our counties to the east are very wealthy, and we could possibly count on them for a few dollars, too.
Did you bring your checkbook with you, Terry?
I did, and I love you some money already.
Okay. Any more questions for Galen specific to this item? Seeing yes.
Talk about the start date and the completion date a little bit, because I've had some questions already about that. So
okay, in the contract, the completion date for all projects is set for September 2nd of 2014. The Philly North overlay will be 40 calendar days allowed for that project once they get started. There'll be 30 calendar days for the Odell overlay once that project gets started, and 40 calendar days for the Wymore project once they get started on it. So,
but this won't start until next spring, or
it'll be next spring. Yeah, when the weather warms up, and
yeah,
it just depends on the contractor, you know, who gets the bid to when he can start on it.
But completion date is scheduled for September 2nd.
Yeah.
So,
okay, good. All right. Any more questions or discussion? Terry.
Galen, I guess one other question I didn't, and maybe you don't know yet either, as far as that two-mile stretch, when is that supposed to be? When would Manili get that ready?
What we're planning on doing is, plan on calling for bids on November 13th.
Okay.
And opening the bids on December 11th on that.
Good.
That'll let the contractors who are bidding on this other overlays have a chance to look at the specs on that South 66,
right,
you know, to get a better idea if they want to bid on it too at the same time.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll open these the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Chew on that. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve specifications and calling for bids. So we will open those about 4 weeks. Next is approve or disapprove resolution vacating the old Southwest 89th Road and abandoning the right-of-way, the road work right-of-way. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
13. Make a motion to approve.
13-31.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. You want
to? Basically, you're working with Coke Nitrogen. This is just taking the old road, and it's all you know. If you vacate it, then it basically reverts back to the owners of the property on both sides. In this case, it's Coke Nitrogen. So it's the most expeditious way to take care of it.
More questions or discussions? I have a motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, vote 7-0 to approve. 13-31. Approve or disapprove county road easement agreement with Coke Nitrogen, LLC, and Gage County. Motion to approve a road easement agreement.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Since we just vacated a road, we need another one out there, so this is it.
Point of process here to go through.
Basically, it's Coke Nitrogen giving us an easement for the new county road out there by the plant. And I would just add, the Highway Department's been real helpful in this. Coke Nitrogen's been a pleasure to work with. So I think it's been a real good project for the betterment of everybody.
I've seen some of the communication, so good. A lot of I's to dot and T's to cross.
A lot of times, I don't know how many attorneys were on those emails, but, but we worked real well.
Well, you said it, a bunch of attorneys. I didn't say it.
I did it with a smile, too.
I think what this means now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roger, that road will be officially opened, right, today, so it'll be finally ready to go to open up.
All right. We have motion to second. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove resolution accepting Commercial Construction, Inc., out of Lincoln, Nebraska, as a low bidder for the federal aid project BR3285-5, locations Steel Girder Bridge, Philly North Project, structure number C003424140, in the amount of $1,322,877.03.
I make a motion to approve.
13-32.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, seconded by Dorn. Any more discussion?
Matt?
Yes, sir.
Going down the bid list on that, the amount is what was stated, 1.322. I'll just give you rough figures. There were four bidders on this project. The second highest, or the second line, I guess how you're going to put it, is $1.5 million. The next one's $1.55 million. And the fourth one is 1.732. So I know it's a lot of money, but for the work that's going to get done there, and the road that's going to be finished up, and it'll make a huge improvement. We've got a pretty good bid on this thing, I think.
Any more discussion?
And of this, the county is responsible for 20%.
As of right now, that's the way it's set up. And maybe I could have Deb come up and do a little more talking about that as far as that matches go and how that works.
Yes. Deborah Marshall Brown, Gage County Highway Department. The federal program is set up where the actual federal program is 80%, and then the county has agreed to pay a 20%. But what we've been finding is because of the funds that are now that they've eliminated having basically federal aid projects, they're just depositing money into the state for the counties to do any kind of road or bridge repair, mainly bridge repair. There's two programs that money gets put into. The state is taking part of those funds and saying, we will put the rest of that money towards your project and give it at the start of construction. Construction costs and engineering costs, they will take over at 100%. So usually we get an amendment to the program agreement at that time when we do start construction, and I assume this time we will probably get the same thing, and we'll just hope for that anyway, because that does help us out a lot. At this point, everything we have is 80-20, but hopefully at our start of construction it will change to 100%. So, and the state takes the 20% and pays it for us. Those funds would be coming to us anyway if we had a federal aid project, but since those funds are slightly changed to these two different programs, that's how it's set out now.
Talk about the start date and how many days maybe. I mean, people are interested in that, so I know Terry had said it earlier. But.
We actually have a start date of June 24th. However, I am talking with NDOR about us starting sooner if we can, and if the contractor's on board for that. And usually there's never a problem with that as long as the contractor agrees to start. We do have we're starting with our utility relocations now and getting the right-of-way restakes since after harvest. That needs to be completed before the end of the year, and we've got some good weather that's allowing us to do that. The second part of this is for the once we start our contract, we got to do our migratory bird, make sure everything's netted under the bridge and that we're in compliance with that, and that is all between April and May. We've got to get in there and do that. So we'll probably start looking at that in March and or late February to get that netted and keep a watch on those nests. So they get with us. We make sure every step of the way we're ready to start construction. If we've complied with all of that, then we can probably start early.
But how many working days? I mean, it won't be done before school.
It won't be done before school, right. Yeah, and we're probably in a 5 to 6 month period. I would say six really is more likely.
Because
we've got a curve in this one. We have a mitigation area where we're kind of aligning that creek somewhat, that creek bed through there. And then we also, at the end of it, we've got about 175 trees we've got to replant down in that area. So this one's got a little bit more to it than the Wymore Bridge.
Because Wymore started in May.
It did.
You know, and we're in October, well, probably November before it's open sometime, or hopefully this fall yet.
That is correct.
Or the plan is.
That is correct.
And I mean, that's what we're looking at. At least that long on this one,
that's
maybe longer.
Right. That's okay. Right. Maybe a little longer, but we suspect that we'll have it all completed without any problems if we can start a little bit earlier before the winter. Yeah.
I think it's important to note that this bridge was in a one-page letter of projects that the state was requesting that we just abandon and let go away. And I think it was through due diligence of Mark Minnelli's office and Deborah and the Highway Department and Keith Krecklow and everybody that
really,
Roger, I don't know if you probably got in on it. I'm at the risk of sitting around patting everybody on the back. We've got three federal aid bridges, and if Terry could probably nod his head, that's almost unheard of. If you get one, that's good. This thing was DOA, and that this thing, of course, Halloween's coming up. It was resurrected from the dead. And here we are just about to get this thing going. It's been a lot of work. I think it's worked out well. My impression is the landowners have been extremely
very,
very easy to work with. The community out east sees this as a good project. So a lot of work went into this, and here we are seconds away from getting this thing going in the spring and the early summer. So appreciate everybody's hard work. And really, NDOR sometimes gets thumped on the forehead quite a little bit, but even they were very amicable to work with. They had meetings with us, developed a good relationship, and they saw the need for it. And it really just worked well. It was time-consuming, though. I don't want to make light of that.
Yeah. And there's a lot to do prior to it ever starting, so we're already on top of that.
Well, there was some misinformation on this bridge, too, if you recall, last spring or last fall about that it was DOA. You know, well ahead, you know, basically misinformation. And so it's, again, a good thing when you start talking about getting rid of these rumors before they do damage, because that was part of the issue dealing with the state.
Yeah. Yep. So it got out from underneath that, and so here we sit. So thank you to everybody who's involved in that.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further discussion and comments, we have a motion and a second on 13-32. Vote 7-0 to approve. Okay, let's do the accept, reject, or award bids for the surplus. I need a motion to close all bids. 9-20.
So move. Second.
Moved by Byer, seconded by Hill. Close all bids. 9-20. We're a little bit late, but I don't see any others come in. Where do we have the vote? 7-0. Yeah. Gus can open them up. That's good. Gus can open them up. Got a bunch of them. Bunch of them.
That's why Terry's here. He's hoping to get a car. No.
Is that a weapon? Is that too long?
No.
Can I have it?
Here. You got one.
Start.
You got one.
Start with the Durango. Looks like we got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, possibly 9 bids for that. It's a 2008 Dodge Durango. The first bid is Melvin Thomas, and the bid was for $1,459.10. Second bid for the 2008 Dodge Durango $806.87, Dennis Lyons. For the 08 Dodge Durango is for $2,100, Ron Hunsey. The fourth bid, $2,355, David Lyons. The next one is $400, Bill Bryant. The next bid is $1,103 from Vaughn Wright. Next bid is $1,100.99, Kurt Van Epren. And I believe the final bid for the 2008 Dodge Durango is $545 for Devin Mintz. I do have one other envelope here that I'm not sure is for the Ford or the Dodge, so I'll open it now just to see.
Like, let's make a deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all over. You want to take it?
Behind door number 3. Oh, this one is actually for the Ford Explorer. Okay, so that was all the bids on the Dodge. We want to move forward with the opening of the Ford, I assume, now?
Yeah, we can, if you want to.
Okay.
Take action later.
So we will have six bids on the Ford Explorer. It's a 2008 Ford Explorer. The first bid is $1,179. And it's from Phil Dittbrenner. The second bid on the 2008 Ford Explorer is $806.87 from Dennis Lyons. The next bid is for $400 from Bill Bryant. The next bid is $1,500.88 from Kurt Van Epren. Next bid is for $825, David Lyons. Final bid on the 2008 Ford Explorer is for $545 from Devin Mintz.
I'll accept a motion to accept the two highest bids for both the Durango and the Ford. Someone will make a motion for that.
I would move.
The numbers I have would be to accept the highest bids for both vehicles, the first one for the Dodge Durango being $2,355, and the second, that's the high bid for that, and then the Ford high bid is $1,588.
$1,500.88.
Say that again.
$1,500.88.
I have a motion by Denny to accept those two high bids.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. All right. Next is approve or disapprove EMS agreements between the City of Wymore and Gage County and the Village of Adams in Gage County. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the EMS agreements.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Hill. Discussion. I think Wymore is at 40,000 and Adams is 18. Is that correct?
What do you think? That's correct. Here's your copies if you want.
Just so I got, 40,000 and, 18, yeah, that's correct. Discussion? Vote? 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove accepting county aid and county aid enhancement grant and approve chairman signing the acceptance form. You know, motion to approve or disapprove?
I'll move to approve.
By Setzer?
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Give us an update as to...
Sure can.
Thank you.
I'm Christina Lyons. I'm director of Gage County Maps, and we facilitate the Gage County Diversion and Juvenile Services in Gage County. The two grants that you have here are the first two grants that I think I wrote in, and you approved in maybe January, February of earlier this year. The first one is $16,717, and it helps pay for Gage County Juvenile Diversion Services. And the second one is an enhancement grant, both county aid grants, and I think it's 4,200. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And that is so that I can purchase signs of suicide for all of the four rural schools. Beatrice, I was able to get a grant last year for that, and we have it here in Beatrice. It's a curriculum for the schools to recognize and work with kids who are exhibiting suicidal behaviors.
Is our match in kind or is that cash?
It's in kind. That's money that's already spent in either transportation services from the Sheriff's Department or the judicial system in the juvenile court. And I think the match is like a 40%. It's 6,000
yes.
something.
Yeah, the first 40% of 23,000, so the 16,000, our match would be about $6,600, and then the other one is about $1,700.
Public defender fees, guardian ad litem, things like that.
Where does the grant come from, or who does the funding? Or
it's a crime commission through the county aid. It's money that, as long as we have that three-year juvenile justice plan, we're allotted so much money. We just finished in July, I believe it was, the community grant. Also, part goes to juvenile diversion. The other part, some of it was awarded to the probation office, and then some training that I asked for. But we don't have the approval stuff for that. I'll be back in a couple weeks. Just an update on numbers. Working on our JDs, our case management system for juvenile diversion, and getting those numbers in. They have to be in by November 10th. We have about 40 active juvenile diversion kids right now, and we have probably about 25 to 30 that we have dismissed so far this year. So we have a busy juvenile clientele going on, but adults also. We have, I would guess, just off the top of my head, about 75 active adult diversion clients right now.
I used to teach at the juvenile diversion, and you see a smear of the population of all walks and all demographics that show up there, and it's nice that it gives the kids a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause as you're growing up, you do dumb things. So it's a good program. All right, any more questions? No? Have a motion and a second for me to sign these. Vote 7-0. I'll sign them.
Thank you.
All right.
All
right, last on the agenda, we're going to go into a closed session to discuss personnel. Be no action, just discussion. So I need a motion to go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection and or needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Dorn.
Thank you.
I was watching Danny.
He's going to die.
I didn't want to go.
Any discussion? Again, no action, just discussion. Vote 7-0. 9:33.
Yeah, if you have 12 apply, you can't go into closed session to get it down to 4.
Hey, we're going to go live here real quick. We'll get out of here. And
we're
then
on.
10:30, I need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Discussion. Vote 7-0. Any more discussion? Anything else for the Board of Supervisors? Seeing none, we will adjourn Board of Supervisors regular meeting 10:23.
Oh, yeah.
I always the stuff that was all
Dawn said she needs.